What are you doing? Donald, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes me.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites.
Welcome back to the first presidential debate. Two queens stand before me. Gentlemen, before the time comes for you to lip sync for your lives, why don't we begin with some preliminary questions? Joe? How you doing?
Well, first of all...
Okay, I'm bored. Mr. President, here's a softball for you. Can I just get you to, if you don't mind, maybe condemn white supremacy real quick? Just... Maybe you didn't.
He just pours gasoline in the fire. Constantly.
Vice President Biden,
you look at the polls, I'm doing better than any Republican has done in a long
time.
Because they saw what you did.
Having a panic attack.
You and me both.
Oh my God, Patti LuPone, what are you doing here? I'm busy.
When gay men are in crisis, I just materialize.
Patti, I'm getting nervous. What if this gets reelected?
Not you. You gotta think positive, doll. Imagine how much better life would be if Trump got dumped.
Shafted?
William Howard Tafted.
If Donald got fired, we could go back to life as we once knew it. Miserable and unfair, but at least without the daily threat of complete authoritarianism and apocalyptic destruction.
Wouldn't that be nice?
If Donald got fired according to plan, just think of the things I could do. I'd stop having nightmares about Kellyanne and finally sing songs about somebody new. If Donald got fired, be sublime. I'd put down my bottles and balls. I'd be back on Broadway and belting sometime instead of cheap internet parody songs.
Excuse me?
Nothing? If Donald got fired.
President Trump did a phenomenal job.
Donald, quit running your scam. There's nothing to tout.
You're no Abraham.
Donald, we're all in a jam. Please get out and take Lindsey Graham.
It would be so nice if he lost on election day.
I'd build him a new wall.
I'd pay for his U-Haul.
And I'd let Melania stay.
Really?
No. Oh, Donald, please go far away. Got fired, there wouldn't be any more wreck. Less old complainy dictators regime.
He will destroy this country.
No more smug elites.
Whee! No more goddamn tweets.
Whee!
Fake news! Fake news!
Look, Daddy, I'm the worst president. Love me, love me.
Donald, the truth might be tough. The polls all project. We've all had enough.
Donald, don't stand there and scoff. With all due respect, please kindly f*** off.
I'm not going to do that.
I hope we choose right. The future's so dark and unknown.
There's nothing we cannot do if we do it together.
But there's no deciding. I'm riding with Biden.
I'm voting for Patty LuPone.
Yes, Queen!
O'Donnell! 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 Just leave us alone!
Patty, I'm scared.
Girl, just vote.
This week was Mental Illness Awareness Week, and trust me, we're aware. President and active bioweapon Donald Trump took his doctors hostage and broke out of the hospital like Sarah Connor in Terminator 2.
Come back here!
No! 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 Help her!
Wait here.
Hurry up! Hurry
up! Kill us all! You kill us all!
All now!
You kill us all!
And I guess he must have been in a coma and thought the year was 2016 because he started demanding Hillary's emails and for the feds to arrest Obama. And then he released this series of odd videos from the White House that started like this.
Perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
Actually, I barely recognize you because your makeup artist seems to have given you the Dolezal.
President Trump claimed to have survived the coronavirus. Yay. I'm not going to say I'm disappointed, but it kind of feels like when there's a car crash and the only survivor is the drunk driver. Trump said him getting COVID was, quote, a blessing from God. And I bet even God was like, hey, we tried, guys. Maybe we should be more optimistic about this. I mean, there's two ways we can look at it. Either Trump's telling the truth and we finally have a cure for COVID, or Trump is lying and he's still gonna die. I'm not gonna say that's a win-win, but it's definitely not a lose-lose. No?
I also have to say, it's amazing to watch a guy have a near-death experience and learn nothing from it. It's like watching someone smoke through the hole in their neck. In fact, Trump is now trying to convince Americans that COVID actually makes you stronger and that it made him feel better than he did 20 years ago. So he went from COVID is a hoax to COVID will disappear one day like a miracle. And now he's like, actually, COVID is the miracle. And it was inside of us all along. But hey, if getting COVID is good, then his supporters are in luck because this was him at a rally last week when he had corona. Come on, look at him. He's like an evil Oprah. You're getting COVID. You're getting COVID. You're getting COVID. And look under your seats. It's a ventilator.
It was a dark show. President Trump said that a therapeutic drug from Regeneron, which is derived from stem cells, is a cure for COVID, which seems unlikely, unfounded, irresponsible, and I can't wait to buy 1,000 shares of Regeneron Baby Juice stock.
The corona pandemic continues to rage in America's hot zone, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. With COVID running rampant throughout the executive branch, this morning the Commission on Presidential Debates announced that the second presidential debate will be virtual. The decision did not sit well with Trump's campaign manager, Bill Stepien, who, by the way, also has the COVID. Stepien claimed the new format is unnecessary because Trump will have posted multiple negative tests prior to the debate. That's not how any of this works. You can't put all your faith in something that might happen down the line when the potential consequence is death. So, what will this virtual debate look like? We might never find out because after it was announced, Trump immediately called Maria Bartiromo of Fox Business and said this.
I'm not going to do a virtual debate. I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate.
This is your president just taking a little morning nap before I start my presidential day at 11:30 a.m. sharp. As you can tell, I'm breathing so strongly and recovering so powerfully. Okay, the news media, the fake news, they don't want you to know this. And they're so upset that our great Vice President Mike Pence had a great debate last night. Did you see that? He was fighting two blacks, Kokomo Harris and that aggressive African-American fly that landed on his head and tried to assault him. And Mike Pence, I tell you, he was a lot more Christian than I would have been. I would have whacked the crap out of that fly, but he just let it sit there humping his head because he's a, you know, he's a great Christian and, you know, I'd say more peaceful than me. I would be more of a get the hell out of here fly, but our great vice president didn't do that. But he had such a strong debate. And now do you see what they did today? The Committee on Cock Debates got me so upset. They said they want me to do a virtual debate next week. I'm not doing a virtual debate. Everybody wants to do Zoom. Okay, remember Skype? We used to have Skype, and then all of a sudden COVID hit, and then Zoom showed up. So I'm announcing today that Bill Barr, great attorney general, will be investigating Zoom to see if they're the ones that started the COVID. Okay? And I don't like Zoom. Okay? Not a lot of people remember this, but in the 90s, there was a video. They called themselves Rex in Effects. Okay? Not too nice. And they zoomed in a boom boom, and it was African Americans going crazy on a beach with saxophones and thongs, and it was not too nice, okay? Very scary. I would have to change the channel whenever that video came on. So we're not doing a virtual debate. I know Sleepy Joe would like a virtual debate, but we're not doing it. We're not going to do it, okay? I'm not a webcam girl president, okay? We're not doing webcam, okay? My fans like it when I spit COVID on them. We call it the money shot, okay? They're always like, give me more, Mr. President. We can't deny them that. But for more web girl content, check out Melatonin's OnlyFans.
You say you feel great, but the media is out there saying, well, you're contagious. Do you feel that you are? I mean, obviously, you
no, wouldn't I don't think I'm
feel
contagious,
that way if
but
you're saying you're
to
ready to go to a rally.
I don't think I'm contagious at all. I'll be tested very soon, but I'm essentially very clean. They say it's over a period of 6-7 days. And I it was an amazing thing happened to me. I just went in and I didn't feel good. And that's okay. I expect it at some point because I'm out there. I've got to be a leader. I can't, you know, Winston Churchill didn't sit right in his basement for 6 months. I call them cures. I don't call them therapeutics. You take it. It's an antibody drug. You take it, and it beats the hell out of it. And I'm telling you, I could have walked out there 24 hours after I went in. I didn't even have to go in, frankly. I think it would have gone away by itself. You know, it's great. And what I'm doing is I'm going to supply this drug. It made me better, I will tell you right now. I walked in. I didn't feel great. I think I would have done it fine without drugs. You know, you don't really need drugs. I've stopped. I don't take them anymore. No, I don't take them anymore.
Okay.
I'm taking almost nothing.
So these drugs are great, but he doesn't need them. But they cured him right away, and he's going to fast-track them. But he would have been fine without them, so he's not taking them. Why is it that he took the experimental drug and we're the ones experiencing dizziness, confusion, and nausea?
This week, our addled president has been sitting around in a mostly deserted White House infectious zone, watching TV and angrily scream-tweeting at all hours of the night. The place is turning into Grey Gardens. If Trump gets reelected, he's going to be holed up in there with long hair and fingernails while flies buzz around Mike Pence's head. Trump's apparently just been watching TV and stewing as the White House COVID outbreak spirals further out of control and his poll numbers continue to tank with less than 4 weeks until the election. And plus, he's been on a combination of powerful steroids and experimental drugs while frying his brain with hours of cable news. So exactly what you want from the guy in charge of the nuclear arsenal. They're going to have to keep that briefcase away from him the way you hide a tennis ball from a dog.
One of Trump's military aides tasked with carrying the nuclear football reportedly has the coronavirus.
The rivers are full of ballots. Mailmen have been indicted. Tiny dust particles are everywhere. Everyone is contagious except for me, your hero, the perfect physical specimen. Trump has concocted an elaborate fantasy in which his political opponents committed treason against him and has called for his predecessor, his previous opponent, and his current opponent to all be prosecuted in jail. This is how erratic and unstable our political system has been under Trump and the GOP. In fact, today the president released yet another one of his bizarre Twitter videos where he stands outside the White House and rambles in a way that would make you think the drugs are kicking in, except, you know, he's Donald Trump. Here he is addressing seniors.
You're not vulnerable, but they like to say the vulnerable, but you're the least vulnerable. But for this one thing, you are vulnerable.
Oh, thanks for clearing it up. So, I'm sorry, are they vulnerable or not?
They say you're vulnerable, but you're not. But for this, you are. Even though in general, you're not. You're invulnerable. To me, vulnerable, which means you're not vulnerable, unless you're vulnerable.
It's like an ancient riddle scrawled on an Egyptian cave. So the Trump White House is a pandemic hot zone. Staffers and journalists are either quarantined or working from home. And the ones who are there have to wear gowns, masks, and eye covers. Right now, the White House is more deserted than a CVS at midnight. Every day, it seems the number of people connected to the White House cluster who test positive for coronavirus grows. And now, even the agency in charge of federal disaster response is getting involved.
This morning, the coronavirus outbreak on the grounds of the White House, even worse than the Trump administration has admitted. ABC News obtained an internal memo sent Wednesday to top officials at FEMA, listing the total number of infected White House staffers and other contacts at 34. That's 10 more than had been previously known.
That's right. FEMA is writing memos about the White House now. I know there's a lot about the Trump era that's on the nose, but even I never imagined the White House would become a literal disaster zone. Soon we're going to see Trump sleeping on a cot in a high school gymnasium. He's going to film his next Everything is Going Great video wrapped in a tinfoil blanket, eating beans from a can with a plastic spoon.
We beat it, folks. Corona's on the run, and I think we can all agree that is cool beans.
And think about how crazy that is. At least 34 people have now been infected with the coronavirus. And it's not just the staffers inside the White House or Trump's inner circle. A shocking report published yesterday by USA Today found that the White House coronavirus outbreak may have exposed thousands of people across multiple states. He's Typhoid Mary if she held rallies. Of course, it seems like this can all be traced back to what appears to have been a super spreader event at the White House last month to introduce Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. And this whole episode has been a perfect encapsulation of the criminal negligence, ineptitude, secrecy, and recklessness with which the Trump administration has handled the pandemic as a whole. For one thing, people were hugging and talking in close proximity to each other, and they even held indoor events without masks or social distancing. It's not just your own health. You're putting others at risk. Engaging in this kind of behavior during a pandemic is like slathering yourself in honey and whacking a hornet's nest with a baseball bat, which I guess would explain why Trump's face always looks like he just pulled it out of a beehive.
What could I say? Daddy's got a sweet tooth.
And by the way, the only reason they rushed to hold this super spreader gala in the first place was so they could pack the court with a 6-3 supermajority before an election. Trump is actively trying to undermine and to rule on a case in November in which the Trump administration is suing to destroy Obamacare and rip health care away from 20 million, including those with pre-existing conditions. And in doing so, they ended up getting themselves sick. Ever since his positive test, Trump has been telling people not to be afraid of COVID and that we shouldn't let it dominate our lives, which, of course, is easy for him to say since he lives in a mansion with an in-house clinic and was literally flown by helicopter to a premier medical institution where he received the best taxpayer-funded health care in the world. Trump hates universal single-payer health care until he needs it. Then he turns into a socialist. He's going to show up to his next press conference in a headband and Karl Marx t-shirt shouting,
"We must pass Medicare for all who are named Donald Trump."
In fact, the New York Times did the math and estimated that Trump's care would have cost the average American $100,000. And something tells me you still wouldn't hit your out-of-pocket limit. And of course, it's an especially sweet deal for Trump, given that in 2016 and 17, he paid only $750 in federal income taxes per year. If Trump loses in November, it would be great if Biden sent him a bill for $99,250 just to watch him sweat.
I'll get you the money, Joe, I swear. I just need one more hit of dexamethasone. Daddy's got to get his dex on. Got to get on that highway to dexamethasone.
Just quickly take stock of where we're at right now. The cases are once again on the rise while just three states report declines. The president tweeted that he was unilaterally ending stimulus talks, then reversed himself. Some of the country's senior military leadership, including members of the Joint Chiefs, are in quarantines. Raccoons have taken over the White House, and staffers have to wear masks, gowns, and face shields to enter the Oval Office like they're performing an alien autopsy at Area 51. Or as the president put it,
"We have enthusiasm like probably nobody's ever had. Our people that love the job we're doing, we have more enthusiasm than maybe anybody."
So much enthusiasm. I guess you could say it's contagious. We're spreading it across the country. Everyone's got it, and they're giving it to their neighbors.
Oh.
than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Donald Trump.
Our contaminator-in-chief was in Florida tonight. He had a big maskless rally. He says the doctors gave him the okay to do it. That's good news, though. It'll be nice to get back to having a president who's only mentally ill. Trump was on the Tucker Carlson show on Friday night for what they were billing as a virtual medical exam. It was not that, but the president did treat the Friday night Fox crowd to a brief guided tour of his body.
Where do you think you got the virus? At what point do you think you contracted it, looking back?
You know, I don't know. They had some big events at the White House, and perhaps there. I don't really know. Nobody really knows for sure. Numerous people have contracted it. But, you know, people have contracted it all over the world. It's highly contagious. That's one thing you learn. This is a contagious disease.
That is one thing you learn about this contagious disease, is that it's contagious. You know, the president's been very cagey about whether he's tested negative yet, but whether he's negative or not, it doesn't matter because his new thing is he's got immunity. For Donald Trump, herd immunity means he heard someone on Twitter say he was immune. Folks at Twitter flagged this tweet. Trump posted a total and complete sign-off from White House doctors yesterday. That means I can't get it, immune, and can't give it. Very nice to know. Very nice, yes. Can't get it and can't give it is also the arrangement Melania has with the president. But that tweet got flagged for violating Twitter's rules against spreading misleading and potentially harmful information. But go on, Mr. President. Tell us more about how invincible you are.
I passed the highest test, the highest standards, and I'm in great shape. And I have to tell you, I feel fantastically. I really feel good. And I even feel good by the fact that, you know, the word immunity means something, having really a protective glow means something. I think it's very important to have that.
Yeah, it is very important. It's not a protective glow, though. That is Hawaiian Tropics mango-scented tanning mousse that you're seeing. If it sounds like Trump is trying to position himself as some kind of superhero now, listen to this. The failing New York Times reported that when he got out of the hospital last week, he wanted to put on a show. His plan, he floated this idea to several people, was to walk out of the hospital appearing to be frail, and then he would tear off his button-down shirt to reveal a Superman logo underneath. This is not a joke. This is what he wanted to do. Whoever talked him out of this, I'd like to bang you right on the head because, I mean, first of all, we've gotten to see some top-notch acting as when Trump was pretending to be frail. Then he would have had to rip the shirt open, and good luck getting those buttons undone with those nubby little baby carrot fingers he has. And then what would happen when he reveals the S on his chest? Would the country erupt in applause? What does he imagine? Most likely, he would try to fly and wet his pants or something, but who thinks like this? That's really Supergirl. I'll be changing all the world's weather, but you couldn't put us back together. Now I feel like I'm tethered deep inside. Your fortune's of solitude. Don't mean to be rude, but I don't feel Supergirl. The man of steel, the election, is getting back on the road after Florida tonight. He's scheduled to host rallies in Pennsylvania and Iowa this week. He supposedly wants to be out on the campaign trail every day from now until November 3rd. He's desperate. He's trailing bigly in the polls. But he did pick up a major endorsement over the weekend from none other than the Taliban. That's right. A spokesman for the Taliban said, "We believe that Trump is going to win the upcoming election because he has proved himself a politician who accomplished all the major promises he had made to the American people, although he might have missed some small things, but did accomplish the bigger promises. So it is possible that the U.S. people who experienced deceptions in the past will once again trust Trump for his decisive actions." The Trump campaign rejected the endorsement from the Taliban. I wonder how that went down, though. You know, other than groups like Sheriffs for Shooting Looters and Mullets for Jesus, Trump doesn't get a lot of endorsements, and he also loves people who love him. It's really his only criteria. So when that endorsement from the Taliban came in, my guess is his campaign team was like, "Don't even tell him about it. Just reject it, reject it. If he's mad, we will deal with this later. But on Saturday, Fatty LuPone gave another Evita-style performance from his balcony. He spoke to a group of mostly Black and Latino supporters who assembled hilariously on the White House lawn. They're part of a group called Blexit, which is supposed to be a group of Black people who support Trump. The truth is, these are people who were paid to be at the event. They had their travel expenses covered in exchange for showing up and putting on the T-shirt. Trump spoke only for 18 minutes, but he did make sure to bring up his favorite thing to say whenever he sees a Black person.
The fact is that I've done more for the Black community than any president since Abraham Lincoln. I say it. Nobody can dispute it. Nobody can dispute it.
Nobody can dispute it. Everyone can dispute it. He does seem to believe that he's very popular with the Black community. On the campaign trail, in 2016, he said, at the end of the four years, I guarantee you I will get over 95% of the African-American vote. I promise you. Well, we're at the end of those 4 years, and we wanted to put his guarantee to the test. So we sent a camera crew out on Hollywood Boulevard to poll African-American passersby to see if we could find anyone who will be supporting Trump at the ballot box next month.
As a Black man, are you voting for Trump?
I absolutely am not.
Absolutely, I would not.
Hell no.
No.
Probably not. I can't vote for a racist.
Hell no.
Nah.
No, I'm not.
Am I voting for Trump?
Yeah.
Nah.
No, I'm not.
Hell no.
No, not at all.
Hell no.
No.
Absolutely not. No, not voting for Trump.
Hell no.
No, I'm not voting for Trump.
Absolutely not.
Is that a baby?
Yeah, this is a baby.
And that baby with Trump, against Trump?
Against, definitely. Trump.
No.
No, I'm not voting for Trump.
No.
I ain't gonna vote for Trump.
No, I'm not voting for Trump.
Hell no, I ain't voting for that dude.
Are you crazy?
No.
Hell no.
He's not getting my vote, no.
Absolutely not.
No, sir.
Do you know any Black people who are voting for Trump?
I don't know any.
You don't know any?
Not one person.
Not one person?
Black that said that they...
No co-workers?
No co-workers.
You got uncles and aunties saying they're gonna vote for Trump?
No.
Mama voting for Trump?
No.
Daddy voting for Trump?
No.
Friends from church voting for Trump?
No, sir. I remember Trump and WWE. Yeah. To me, that's what he's still doing. He's still on The Apprentice. He still listens to the reality show. He's still acting a part.
You can't pay me $1 million. I'm not voting for Trump.
Would you vote for Trump for $1 million?
No.
What about an Applebee's gift card?
No.
Free Wi-Fi?
Free Wi-Fi would be nice.
But no Wi-Fi. Cellular data, brother.
I absolutely do not believe he's going to get 95% of the vote because I don't know a Black man or a Black woman that is going to vote for Donald Trump. And I am immersed in Black people.
You ain't got a single Black
man. Not a dog, not a Black cat, not a Black dog, not a Black pit bull is going to vote for Donald Trump.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.